Да.
Towards oblivion, unremitting, screaming, furious.
Thanks for tuning in. This has been an experiment with time on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. Have a great night, folks. Take care of yourselves.
You could say it.
There we go. The new from Nick Lowe and the Los Stray Jackets. Went to a party from Indoor Safari. Yeah, the dude should hang it up singing-wise. Sorry, Nick. Thanks for all the good times, but woo-wee. A lot of smoking, a lot of drinking, a lot of fighting, and a lot of fast living. Take its toll on you. Unlike X. Man, that new X album is astounding. Smoking Fiction, they still got it, and they did a lot of smoking, drinking, and fast living. But Struggle, that's off the Smoking Fiction record. They still got it. I guess it just all depends on just luck and genetics, how much you can really handle. Hey, Zombo, hey, right here with you. Oh, yes. Winding Down, the finest finds of 2024. I have exactly 3 hours of music, and I'm gonna do it, okay? We're not gonna finish today, not by any stretch of the imagination. So I'm gonna be needing a lot of requests for next week. If you wanna email me your requests, you can do that. If you wanna email me your requests, you can do that. You can even call them in next week, but don't call them in this week, because I will forget. I have an incredibly short memory. Mm-hmm. Where was I? Oh, I just want to tell you. I'm not going to... Yeah, whatever. I'm just joking with you. Right? Right, am I? Really? Needless to say, going to wind down 2024, and it's exciting what's happening Wednesday. Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, Hard Rock Cafe. Before it closes, the Polka Maniacs will be playing a big last polka party there for them. And that is this Wednesday coming up at the Hard Rock Cafe in Station Square with Elk Hound as a special guest. So it's going to be a lot of fun. You should go there. You should do that. But, you know, I know you. I know you. It's a Wednesday, and you got to get up late the next morning so you can have your cold cereal around 11 o'clock. I don't want to ruin your, you know, and then you got to figure, you got, oh, man, I got to put my bathrobe on. Yeah, I know. You got a busy day. So if you don't show up, you don't show up. But whatevs. Hey, I'd like to thank the folks for coming out for the Zombo in Your Brain trivia. Man, there's some smart folks there. Some smart folks. It's very challenging trivia. And, yeah, like to thank Team Go Banana who won. And let's see who else. I think, I like to thank Go Banana. They actually won by half a point because one of the questions was that pushed them over the top was I had, what was Elvis Costello's, what's Elvis Costello's real name? And they put Declan Patrick McManus. They put his middle name in there, too. So they got half a point for the middle name. Yep. There you go with that. And tiebreaker question. They won with what does SCUBA stand for? And that is self-contained underwater breathing apparatus is what SCUBA stands for. So there you go. That's a little sample of what you had in store for you for that right there and there. All right, you're going to get back on some music? Yeah, we're going to hang out, man. All kinds of crazy stuff going on. New from the OCs. Here's Drug City. In Your Brain, RCT.
Jesus!
Baby right there. That's Bat Country by Nuke from Nuclear Juarez. And I'll tell you what, man, almost everything I played is from 2020. Actually, everything I played from 2024. Last piece before that was Camera Obscura with Baby Huey. And that was the demo version from Look to the Demos. They released a bunch of demos. Yeah, big deal. And then Jenny Don't and the Spurs did a live version of Unlucky Love. And the set started off with Drug City by the OCs from their great new record, Sorks 80. And you listen to Zombo in Your Brain. And we're hanging out that we are hanging, we're hanging in there and hanging out there. There's nothing wrong with being a little weirded out or a lot weirded out. You got, well, there's a couple things you need to do here. My goal is to insulate and resist and be fascinated by the absurdity. It's like a three-step. Because there's seven processes, the seven things where it's kind of like, you know, the bargaining, denial, acceptance. Anger. We got past all. I'm in the new one. It's after all of that. It's hilarity. It is hilarity. It's so funny. It's so funny in a tragic, horrible sort of way. You know, it's kind of like a joke. Like somebody like slipped on a banana peel, and you think it's funny, but then you found out they cracked their head open and they're bleeding all over the sidewalk. Now it's not so funny. That kind of joke. That kind of joke right there. Yeah, okay. We're hanging this. Like I'm saying, look at it like a, try to be like Mr. Spock. Look at it and just say fascinating, because it is a fascinating piece of history we're going through. And we are going to be documenting that as soon as I'm done with the 2024 best of. And then most of the next show is probably going to be a lot of your requests, because I have just a little over 3 hours. So I might have like maybe about 2 hours of your requests next week. So make sure you email me your requests or at least write them down and get ready and phone them in next week, because it's next week is going to be all I'm going to finish up the best music finds of 2024 and, you know, your requests. I want to do that. Then I want to get onto the five parts of this series called the American Trilogy. And it's what we've become. I mean, honestly, we've always been a pretty crummy country. You know, built on stealing land, slavery, all kinds of unnecessary wars, this kind of things. You know, as far as I'm concerned, there's only one war that was really worth fighting. That was World War II. I don't even know what World War I was about. You know, I don't even know what that was. Okay, you know, I don't know. Obviously, it didn't work out real well because that was Germany again. They came back and go, hey, you know what? We want another one of those. You guys just lost. I know, we want another one. You know, that's the problem. We just didn't clobber the South enough after the Civil War. We should have done what they did in Germany. That's build a wall, the Mason-Dixon line. Split it in half. There you go. You dummies can have that. Especially now with climate change. They can have all that down there, man. That 180-degree weather, hurricanes on a Tuesday. Nah, I'll stay up here. I like it up here. This is nice. Oh yeah, so we just didn't sour boost those Southerners enough, and because right now the Confederacy has won. This is we're pretty much living in the Confederacy, a Confederacy of dunces, mind you, but still, it does feel that way, doesn't it? It feels weird, but people survive. We always survive. I always look at it as like, you know, it's just we have a mask of congeniality. Not always been a good. I mean, I still love living here. But all countries stink. All civilizations are brutal. Yeah, there's a lot of jungle. Civilizations are just brutal. Even the nicest countries, I'm sure, do lots of horrible things. You know, we just kind of a lion's share of horrible. We're number one when it comes to horrible things. But yeah, so like I'm saying, it's a mask. Like we have someone like Obama, which is like, wow, it makes you feel good. But we're still not a great country. You know, we have like Biden in there, and it was, we're still not a great country. Never will be, never will be, never was. You know, it was put together by a bunch of rich white guys, you know, who wanted to go. And then it was like, whatever, you know the story. You know the story. But, you know, you gotta surf history as it is and make the best of where you are today. feeling bad about all the crummy stuff. That's the thing I think is fascinating. These people go, where are you going? Oh, I'm going to go on vacation to Vietnam. Vietnam. Do you know what we did to Vietnam? Yeah, but they like us now. Really? You know, there's someone and someone with some family that we probably murdered. Yeah, weird, but yeah, go to Vietnam. Go to Vietnam and hang out. Man, it's real friendly. Isn't that crazy? It is crazy. Yeah. I want to be going to Cambodia next year. Seriously. That's going to be interesting. Got to check that out. But it's beautiful. But like I'm saying, I can't be responsible for things a lot of these miserable human beings do. You got to be responsible for yourself. Learn to accept whatever responsibility you did for what you did. You know, I try. You try. You really try. But life is just a random series of varying degrees of pointlessness. But you gotta enjoy the ride, man. It's crazy. It's gotta be over before you know it. So, come on, man. Enjoy that sandwich, as Lauren Zevon once said. Yeah, how about that? I should tell you something that really is worth something. I want to tell you about migraine headaches. Migraine headaches and tummy aches. Your kids get. They can be migraine, or they can't be, or they could. I don't know. What's wrong with your kid? You first two cousins, Mary? Every child deserves a chance to flourish in school, so learn about migraines in school, all right? You know, maybe a kid just doesn't want to go to school. Sponsored by Coalition for Headaches and Migraine Patients. I know, I got a headache. Okay, well, walk it off. Oh, man, headache or stomach. So basically, the only way you could really get out of going to school was to force yourself to throw up. If you really didn't want to go to school that day, test, a bully, or it was nice outside, you know, you just vomit. That's the only thing, you know. Says, oh, man, Mom, I got a headache. I'm seeing double. Walk it off. Walk it to school. Have a drink of water. Go to school. Get out of here. But if you puke, oh, man, that's like the jackpot. Oh, get back in bed. Oh, you're sick. Have an orange. I'm still scarred. My mother, every time I would vomit, my mother would give me an orange to take the taste out of my mouth. But then it would just taste like puke orange. So that was like, great. Now it's puke orange. I'm supposed to tell you something important, and here I'm talking about puke oranges. Let me tell you about a show. Sango. That's right. It's a show here called Sango. That's right. Sango. For guidance through the universe of vibrations, we will be your shepherds. Sango. Man, do I want to hear that show. What is Sango? And it makes you curious, doesn't it? No, it doesn't. Thursdays at 7 p.m. And we just started the new semester here, the new season at WRCT. This makes my 24th season on the radio. So how you like them apples? You like them apples? I knew you liked them apples. These guys have even been around longer than I have. Saturday Light Brigade. That's right. Saturday Light Brigade, they feature acoustic music and puzzles and on-air phone calls and community interviews and live performances from youth and adults, all in a relaxed format that's fun to listen to. Tune in and get your weekend off to a good start. You tune into this for your good start. You can check that out tomorrow morning, 6 to noon on RCT. There you go. I don't know who's going to get up at 6 in the morning to do puzzles. You got me on that one, Chief. All right, so there. I actually made some things that I have to say, along with some pointless ranting that is not going to make the world a better place. You always think you can make the world a better place, you know, but if you can make it a better place for like a small person, a cat, a dog, one person, if you can make it a better place for one person, and if everybody did that, that's supposed to be the whole key to life here. You do a small thing, and those small things like Horton Hears a Who is like that. The little girl says, help, and everybody hears everybody. Oh, my God, I heard that little help, and that made all the difference in the world. It really, it's nice to think that. But human species is doomed, my friend. We are doomed. Yeah. All them damn things. Can't even blame anybody. We just naturally, we just kind of grew into this. So ever since we got to the top of the food chain, man, we've been total a-holes. When we were like in the middle of the food chain, you know, we were getting eaten by other animals. That was a real good attitude adjustment. We were like, oh, hey, no, that's the king of the jungle right there. That guy's king of the jungle right there. We're cool. I'm just going to go live in this tree over here. You're king, man. No worries. You're king. Yeah. When we were part of that food chain, man. We were a little humbler, a little more, then we could like group together. But now, ain't happening. Here's City Lights by a new band called Waive. And I really like this. We're going to keep playing music. Keep playing music till the whole world burns down. Yeah, buddy.
capito da una stella e al mio sonno apro gli occhi, sussurro per scoprire che sono sul mare, guardo con tranquillità e con l'uomo che non è venuto a cantare canzoni dall'anima, l'uomo che non è venuto a cantare canzoni dell'anima. Lanciate ombre nell'oscurità, giù per tutta l'eternità, il pianto dell'umanità. E con l'uomo ghironde è venuto a cantare canzone dell'anima. L'uomo ghironde è venuto a cantare canzone dell'anima. L'uomo ghironde è venuto a cantare canzone.
surf stuff all sounds the same. Tap, 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 tap. But I like it. This is new from Little Kahuna's is Tiki Pop. Before that, we heard the Stargazers by Frankie and the Pool Boys. And the Isotopes did Odd Particle. So there's some surf stuff thing. And we had Hugo Race Fatalists doing the Italian version of Hurdy Gurdy Man. Set started off at the Wave doing City Lights from their new record. Yeah, yeah. All right. What else? I made my profound revelation for the day, and that is, if we would have stayed somewhere in the middle of the food chain, we would have been nicer people. At least nicer to each other. You know? But I kind of like not getting eaten by a lion. I do kind of like that, not having that threat. You know? It's nice to know that. We like turned the whole food chain upside down, man. We made like all the chickens, cows, pigs, all that stuff, man. We just pushed those guys massively to right underneath us. Yeah, it's crazy. So there's probably more of those animals than us. If they just wise up and had opposable thumbs, we'd be in major trouble. I'll tell you something else here. Okay, I only gave you one PSA. Let me give you a second one. All right, 86 million adults have pre-diabetes. But don't worry about it. Hang out, man. No problems here. Are you risking type 2 diabetes? It only takes a minute to know where you stand. And you go to doihavediabetes.org. Oh, wait a minute. That site's taken down. Son of a gun. Don't worry about diabetes. Don't worry. Everything's going to be just Jim Dandy. Just you wait. It's going to be golden, like a golden shower. Here's What Waits Below by the Demon Vendetta. Let's see if this is more surf. I hope not. Might be. And you know, surf people don't even listen to this. Guys that surf don't even listen to this music. They don't listen to the music at all. They listen to, like, you know, I don't know what they listen to. No one listens to surf music anymore. Few folks. I like it. Still love it. Never. Yeah, right after Pulp Fiction, I was like, yeah. So I was in a surf band, and we got this really great paying job at this beach place. And we go there. Yeah, we're instrumental. And I goes, oh, yeah, I have you here for a big surf party. He goes, make sure that you sing right into the microphone, because everybody wants to sing along with those Jimmy Buffett and Beach Boys songs. So you make sure everybody's going to sing along. I'm like, you know, I hope the guy's just jagging me, man. This is going to get... Well, the end of the story is I got fired after 3 songs. Yeah, I tried to put Help Me, Rhonda, the lyrics of that, to Pipeline. Didn't work. Yeah. Tried doing Barbara Ann over top of Miserloo. Nah, they didn't buy that. Nobody was singing along. They still paid us $800 to go home. There you go with that. Yeah, I'm not in the surf mood today. Isn't that weird? Let's see what this is. This is the Drawback. Sounds like garage. We'll live with this. In your brain. Seen the troubles and the evils of this world. Oh, it's Warsaw. Between godliness and sin. I've heard the promise and confessions of your faith. And hypocrisy that always lies within. And they left it for you. All of this for you. And they left it for you. All of this for you. I've seen the products and the other world of ways. I've seen the color of corruption deep within. I've seen them lose themselves in dignity and taste. To see in black and white and through the black again. And they left it for you. All of this for you. And they left it for you. All of this for you. incredible. That guy went off to found the Velvet Underground. That's Lou Reed with Do the Ostrich with his band, The Primitives. He wrote a lot of really like novelty tunes and stuff before he got into, Velvet Underground and stuff. Warsaw, which was Joy Division. There was the first name was called Warsaw, and that's the drawback. They re-released that whole Warsaw record that was like the demos before Joy Division. It's nice and raw, man. It's just because those guys wrote good songs. That's the fascinating thing about Joy Division. With Joy Division, that music is like 50 years old. 50 years old. It is 50 freaking years old. And, you still see, teenagers today wearing Joy Division T-shirts. I think that's cool. It basically just said, we had the last gasp of creativity. The last gasp in the 80s. End of the 80s, man. All the way up in the end of the 80s. That last gasp. And that's fascinating. It's just humans ran out of ideas. Who would have thunk it? There's so many million, billion ways you can construct music. You can construct art and pictures and all of that. And we did them all. Oh, well, let's just enjoy what we did. Nice job, Earthlings. Yay. Now they actually do. Now, see, that they should send out another one of those records. You know, they sent a record into outer space. It has a naked lady and a naked man on it, and directions to their house. Sounds kind of perverted to me. And they sent it out into outer space. And I don't know. I think there's maybe the theme to Sesame Street's on there. And there's some other stuff on that record. So they got the aliens got to look at that and goes, nah, we'll pass. You're sending me nude pictures of you guys. And like Sesame Street music and directions to your house. We're good where we are. You guys are crazy. You should have been further down in the food chain. Then you'd be a little nicer. You'd be a little more benevolent to your fellow human being, knowing that someday he might rescue you out of the jaws of a saber-toothed tiger. Here's New in Town. This is from Thurston Moore. Now, this is kind of something. Both him and Kim Deal. Is it Kim Deal? Kim Gordon. I get Kim Gordon and Kim Deal confused. Kim Gordon and him, both from Sonic Youth, didn't really care much for the Sonic Youth Past the Evil album, but boy, that's just me. I did not like My Friend Goose as P.U. Well, awful record. There's some records that actually made me mad, and that was one of them. Sonic Youth, Goo, where like the song is my name, his name Goo, and he says P.U. Who thought that was a good song? Well, look at that Sonic Youth. Stinks, this is my opinion, but I think it's a valid opinion. Well, anyhow, they kind of went through up and down, and then they busted up, and then they did their own solo records, and I think they tried to outdo each other, and they're both really good records. I played the Kim Gordon one last week. Here's the Thurston Moore. This is New in Town, Zombo in Your Brain, recapping the music from 2024, and I'm going to try and muscle through as much of it today as I can, and then next week I'll finish it up and take your requests. So there you be with that. Starts off a little bizarre, then it gets real bizarre, then it gets okay.